Joining us live now is Carolyn Miller. She's an expert in positive psychology. Carolyn, thanks for joining us tonight on WTOP. What do we do with this? What are you thinking tonight as we all take this in and try to make sense of it? Can we make sense of it? What do we do with this?
Oh, boy. The first thing that came up for me, certainly in the Washington area, is we've lived through the sniper and 9/11, and I had children who were this age, basically, the same as the kids in the elementary school where this happened today. And there's no question that the children, particularly, will never forget what's happened. It's impossible to. So it's not about minimizing what's happened or saying that, you know, all children are going to be traumatized for the rest of their lives because of what happened, or even the adults around them. But I'm an expert in positive psychology, and one of the things I do want to say is there's a significant body of research on how people actually grow from traumatic experiences. It's called post-traumatic growth, and I don't think we need to lose sight of the fact that some good does come from really awful things, and this is an awful thing. But it's possible that some really wonderful making meaning, being able to be more grateful for some of the things you have, developing a different sense of purpose. These are all things that have been studied and seen most recently in survivors of 9/11.
If you feel like crying tonight, and I'm not ashamed to admit that I certainly not only felt like it, but did a little of that earlier today, should you show your children that, or would it be better to go into another room, have your moment, and then return to comfort them?
I don't think there's any benefit to hiding emotion, particularly if it's appropriate. It is sad to watch President Obama tear up during a news conference. I think was very appropriate because he's a parent, I'm a parent, many of us are parents. It's hard not to be touched by the idea of a classroom of small children being slaughtered. And children need to see that we have appropriate empathy, sympathy, and sadness for things that are sad. So you can simply say, Mommy's sad, Daddy's sad. You don't have to go into all the gory details, but, you know, some children, you know, were hurt, died, however you explain it in your family or in your circle. But pretending it doesn't happen or didn't happen is not particularly useful when it comes to making meaning of challenging things.
But when is the right time? For example, tonight, you know, my kids were watching the television, and my wife and I were just like, time to get away from the TV, and they're watching a Christmas movie. They're watching Elf. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just felt like it was time for them to get away. I mean, should we come back to this over the next week, every day, talking to our kids, or is it something that you want to, or is it every family different where we talk about it and it goes away, or what do we do? What's your advice?
Well, I think that every child's different. Some children ruminate and become preoccupied with negative thoughts. I think we all know our children better than anybody else. It's probably best to wait for them to ask you about what's happening. I'm not sure that leaving the television on or the radio on at all times is going to be helpful if children are listening and not knowing what to do with this information. So I wouldn't necessarily put it in front of them, but I might be careful about how often they're seeing headlines or television news. There is great research on what happens when you take in too much negativity, and it's not good. So I think we should take our cues from them and what they are able to hear and able to process. And I think we also need to, you know, really emphasize in resilient families, one of the things we find is that there are stories of overcoming. And children who grow up hearing about setbacks, tragedies, where people survived, and especially when people outside the family were instrumental in the growth or, you know, the good outcome, children grow up less afraid of the world. They don't see it as such a scary place. So these stories do have a place, particularly when they're told in the right way. And trauma makes us discover what we're capable of, how tough we are. There's wonderful research showing that if you have too few setbacks in life, it's as damaging as having too many setbacks in life. So optimal well-being really comes from facing challenges, making meaning, finding, you know, some resilient outcome, being around people who don't necessarily awfulize and ruminate on things, but you begin to look at, you know, you know, is this how I want to live? Has my purpose changed? Has my meaning changed? Do I want to alter anything about my day-to-day behavior based on what I'm seeing here? Some people have a come-to-Jesus, you know, meeting with themselves where they basically say, am I spending enough time with the people I love? They could be taken from me in a flash. And you see that a lot. So it's appropriate to do some deliberate thinking about what does this really mean? Stop dead in your tracks and say, how can this make me a better person?
Thank you very much for speaking with us. We really appreciate it as we all try to heal from this to one extent or another. Caroline, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Caroline Miller, an expert in positive psychology.